The Dominican Republic recently announced it will grant access for Brazilian beef and pork. As U.S. Meat Export Federation Vice President of Economic Analysis Aaron Bohr explains, it's an important market for U.S. exports.
It's one of those markets where we have dominant market share, in part because of our free trade agreement through the CAFTA DR. And it's also been a really strong growth market for U.S. beef and pork. And so if we just look at so far this year, the U.S. pork exports to the Dominican Republic are about $145 million. It's our sixth largest market. And our exports are up 26% in the first half compared to a record pace of last year. And U.S. pork also accounts for the majority of Dominican pork consumption. For U.S. beef, it's our ninth largest market in the first half of this year when we look at a value basis, and our exports are up 9%. So pretty impressive in what's otherwise been kind of a challenging year coming off the highs of last year.
Because of the Central America Free Trade Agreement, the U.S. will have a significant tariff advantage in the market.
It is important to note that U.S. pork enters at zero tariff, and Brazil will pay the 25%, which is the Dominican's base rate or non-FTA rate on pork imports. The DR has a 40% tariff on non-FTA beef coming into the country. So from my sort of outside read, that looks like a pretty steep barrier to Brazilian beef. Obviously, their price point will be much lower than U.S., but it's a different product as well.
So far, three Brazilian plants have been approved to ship to the DR, with two more reportedly under consideration. For more, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.